Alright guys, welcome back to Tame the Bowl. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that seems determined to make you lose it. Today's topic? Self-care. But hold up, before you scroll past thinking. Self-care is all fancy baths and avocado toast, hear me out. We're talking about practical, budget-friendly self-care that doesn't require emptying your bank account. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. Work stress, relationship drama, bills piling up. It all adds up, right? And when you're constantly battling external pressures, finding time for yourself, well, it can feel impossible. But here's the thing, neglecting your own well-being is like running a car on fumes. Eventually, you're gonna break down. So, how do you stay afloat without breaking the bank? Buckle up, because we're diving deep into 5 powerful self-care strategies that won't leave your wallet crying. First things first, ditch the pressure of perfection. Ever feel like you have to be doing a million things at once, juggling work, relationships, and some side hustle just to keep up with the Joneses? Stop it. Seriously, put down the unrealistic expectations. Sometimes, doing enough is more than enough. You don't need to be a superhero every single day. Next, get moving. I know, exercise can feel like another chore on an already packed schedule. But hear me out. Even a 15-minute walk around the block can do wonders for your mental and physical health. It clears your head, boosts your energy levels, and releases those feel-good endorphins. No fancy gym memberships required, just some fresh air and willing legs. Now, let's talk about sleep, or rather, the lack of it. We all know how draining a sleepless night can be, but consistently skimping on shut eye is like slowly poisoning your body and mind. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep every night. Make your bedroom a haven for rest. Dim the lights, invest in a comfortable pillow, and ditch the screens an hour before bedtime. Speaking of habits, let's talk about mindfulness. It sounds intimidating, but it's basically about being present in the moment. Instead of constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on what's happening right now. Take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin. These little moments add up to big differences. And finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who make you laugh, and who support your journey. Whether it's a quick phone call with a loved one or a heartfelt conversation with a friend, genuine connections can be a lifeline in tough times. Ever feel like life is just one giant to-do list? You know that feeling when you're juggling deadlines, errands, and social commitments, and you just want to scream into the void? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about a time when you neglected your own needs. Maybe you pushed through exhaustion, skipped meals, or isolated yourself to avoid feeling overwhelmed. What happened? Did you feel more productive? More energized? Or did you end up burning out, snapping at loved ones, and feeling like a total mess? See, self-care isn't about indulging in luxuries or taking long vacations, though those are nice. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about recognizing your limits, saying no when necessary, and prioritizing activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. So how can you make self-care a habit without breaking the bank? Start small. Incorporate 1 or 2 of these strategies into your daily routine and see how you feel. Maybe it's a 10-minute meditation before bed, a brisk walk during your lunch break, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Remember, self-care is a journey, not a destination. Listen, taking care of yourself isn't just about feeling good, it's about showing up as the best version of yourself, for your work, relationships, and overall well-being. And that's something worth investing in, right? So, what are you waiting for? Make self-care a priority, even on a budget. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed the show, and join the conversation on social media. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let's tame those bulls together. See you tomorrow for another dose of sanity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.